Welcome, everybody, into the Benchwarmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I am Matt Trudell, and with me, like always...
White cornerback, Alex Baker.
How are you
doing? Sebastian Merrick.
How are you guys doing today?
Doing good. Doing fine.
All right. So, it's Super Bowl week. I feel like it's only right that we start with the NFL, because this is like the last week.
How about that Pro Bowl?
This is the funny thing I was just about to say.
Dude, I was really into the Pro Bowl.
You watched it?
Of course.
Can I tell you something?
Of course, I'm 1-0 in 2018.
All right, can I tell you something? I didn't know that they changed the time. Now, to be fair, I never watched the Pro Bowl. I hate All-Star games in general. They're all terrible. The MLB is maybe the only one that I can kind of give it a pass
that
on.
That one doesn't even matter anymore now.
Which is cool. Lift your mic up. I didn't mean to demand you. I hear it in here. All right. So, but
first time you're wearing earphones.
I know. You know, it's cold, somebody, man. I've been wearing my snow cap all day, and you know, hey. But I had no idea that they changed the time.
Dude, the Pro Bowl is awesome, man.
Until I literally got a Bleacher Report that was like, "Did the AFC win?"
Yeah.
AFC, and so it was like the AFC won its second straight, whatever. And I'm like, wait, the Pro Bowl already happened? I think the Pro Bowl is the worst All-Star game of all All-Star games.
I disagree.
Followed closely behind by the NBA.
I'll take NHL. It's the worst.
I think NHL is second best by default.
Here's the deal. I think if the NBA All-Star game this year proves out to be like last year, then I can put NBA worst. But... if you watch the Pro Bowl, the difference between the Pro Bowl and, let's say, the NBA All-Star Game or the NHL All-Star Game is the NFLers will actually try in the, like, 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Okay, but they're not allowed to try and block extra points or field goals. They're not allowed to, like, there's so many restrictions. It's the dumbest thing ever.
Yep.
And that's number one worse. Number two, by far, the NBA. The NBA is atrocious. No defense. 40,000 travels. You watch center shoot three balls all game long. Like, it's the dumbest game ever. And Dwayne Wade broke Kobe's nose in the All-Star game, which I thought was the pettiest thing. Yeah. Honestly, I was a Dwayne Wade fan until that happened. Because you're going to hurt somebody in an exhibition, bro. And then to try and justify it, like, you know. Anyways, that's by far. Then the NHL, which was terrible. Don't get me wrong. 3-on-3 nonsense. You got 10 different teams playing each other for the chance to be in the fight. It's stupid. Yeah. It's dumb.
That's why I think
it used to be better, but it's still dumb. But it's still not like NBA and NFL bad. And then you have the MLB.
NFL, though, like I said, the fourth quarter, it's like actual, other than the restrictions, like you said, it is kind of actual football.
So you're one of the people that caused the ratings to go up this year.
Yeah, I'm 1-0 in 2018. That's all I got to say.
What does that even mean?
We had a couple Browns on the AFC Pro Bowl roster.
Oh.
I'm 1-0.
That's another thing with the Pro Bowl, like, because it's always before the Super Bowl. So, like, there's so many people who substitute.
Not real players. Yeah.
So you get, like, 1 year, remember, like, the Chiefs were, like, 2-14, like, in 2012. They had, like, 6 Pro Bowlers on that team from the Chiefs.
Joe Schobert, man. Mm-hmm. Pro Bowler. Very deserving, Wisconsin.
I can't believe
shout out
you're
to the
even,
Big Ten.
I can't believe that you are a Pro Bowl supporter. Do you watch all All-Star games?
I do.
Do you watch the Skills
Not
Challenge?
Not NHL. I don't watch the NHL.
Did you watch the talent show? Did you watch the talent show the night before in the Skills Challenge?
Oh, not
did you
the
hear
NHL.
That? That's the first.
NHL's the only one I don't watch. I did watch the Pro Bowl Skills Challenge.
Did you watch the NFL's, the Pro Bowl's talent show?
Was that?
It was a talent
most
show.
Valuable performer.
It was literally.
Oh no, I did. I didn't even know.
They showcased their
talent.
Justin
talents.
Tucker won it
because he could sing.
He's the opera singer.
He wasn't even a Pro Bowler.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter these days, Sebastian. Like, it's just like, hey, let's go to Orlando. Like, this is what I say, right? You can still have the Pro Bowl honors, and you can still have the Skills Challenge. Don't play the game and just send these dudes to whatever city you want to send them to and cut them a check. Congrats. It's horrendous. They need to put it back in Hawaii. They do.
Yep.
Because that's...
It's not in Hawaii?
No. They move it to different cities now because apparently people pretend to care.
It's permanently right now in Orlando.
Which, if you've ever been to Orlando, like, do they play at the UCF field?
No, they play at Camping World Stadium.
Where's that?
It's like right in the middle of downtown.
Who plays there regularly? Nobody?
I don't think anybody. Yeah, because like...
Because it's like the home of the... It's a home of some college bowl team.
They also probably have country concerts there.
Yeah. Toby Keith.
Yeah. Used to be the Dixie Chicks, but, you know, they screwed up.
Yeah, it's right by Amway Center, too, which is where the Orlando Magic...
Orlando's a very interesting city.
I think so.
Super Bowl preview, guys. Do you think that the Eagles have a chance?
No.
Why?
Just the Patriots are just on a roll. I just don't see anybody stopping.
Are they on a roll? I mean, let's be honest. Let's look at it a little bit.
This is what they do.
They just beat
the Jags.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to think, oh, there's some kink in their armor. Maybe, you know, Foles has looked really good the last two games. Maybe this could be the big upset. They get you to thinking that, and then, boom, they're going to win. That's just what they do.
Patriots are
They might even win. Make a comeback.
I think they'll win.
Tom Brady over Nick Foles.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a lot closer than people think. The Eagles have a good defense.
They do.
And, I mean, it really depends on what Foles you get, but, I mean...
Nick Foles is playing a Super Bowl. Like, let's just stop right there. Nick Foles in the Super Bowl is not really going to work.
I think Nick Foles in the Super Bowl.
This was Jeff Fisher's plan all
along. But I think Nick Foles in the Super Bowl makes more sense than a Trent Dilfer in the Super Bowl.
But Trent Dilfer had to go against Kerry Collins that year.
Yeah.
And Jason Sehorn, who rather pulled
White
up his pants.
White cornerback, by the way.
Yeah, and he chose to pull up his pants over winning a Super Bowl.
That was the Lions game.
No, that was the Ravens.
No, the game.
He had multiple games. Yo, look, he used to beef with ESPN, right? And ESPN, this was one of the most pettiest moments of ESPN's career. They showed multiple plays of when he tried to pull his pants up. But in the Ravens game, he got blown out, and he chose to pull up his pants instead of trying to tackle the guy for a touchdown.
Oh, okay.
It's multiple times.
Okay.
Again,
one game was
that
against
doesn't
the Lions.
Play properly into your argument for the white quarterbacks.
Corners.
Corner.
Yeah,
that's what I said.
Quarterbacks.
No, I would never say that. White quarterbacks are fine. White corners, on the other hand, or wide receivers.
All we gotta do is wear a belt then.
All you gotta do is wear a belt then. But you know how white people are.
When they're belts.
Yeah. They always have to have like I don't know about you, I own one belt. How many belts you got, Sebastian?
One.
Oh snap. So maybe Jason Sehorn just left it on the plane or something.
Mm-hmm.
Belts on a plane. I think it's going to be a lot closer than people think. I think the Patriots are going to win. Absolutely. There's no doubt in my mind in that. But I think I like Jim Schwartz. And he's a local guy. I know you don't like Jim Schwartz.
Skunk hair.
Why are you hating on him, man?
Because he's that in 2014, when he was defensive coordinator for the Bills, he wanted to be carried off the field when he beat the Lions.
Yeah.
I mean, that's so petty. He's so petty.
Do you think he wanted to? Or
he wanted to. He specifically said he wanted to be carried off the field. Oh, congratulations.
Oh, yeah, because,
you beat the Lions in a regular season game. Good for you.
Oh, boo. Like, come on, man. Quit your whining. All right.
Jim Schwartz
I think that's
quit
stupid.
His whining.
Yeah,
I think
really.
That's stupid, but I mean, I think he's a really good defensive coordinator. Like, if you put past his shenanigans.
He's not a good head coach.
Well, I mean, was he not a good head coach, or was he put in a dumpster fire? Because
he had a 10-6 team that made the playoffs, and the next year he went 4-12. And the year after that, he had a division where
Aaron
Rodgers
was out
for the year.
Wasn't that when Dominican was walking around just
stomping
on people and stuff? Like,
and the next year he had, like, Aaron Rodgers gone for the whole season. He still couldn't win the division.
And Nick Fairley was out there in the club popping mollies and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, man. He wasn't given the best situation.
Nate Burleson grabbing a pizza in his car and breaking his neck.
Those coaches in those days when Jim Schwartz was there. Leslie Frazier.
Oh, God.
With the Vikings.
Yeah. I do like Jim Schwartz. As a coordinator, I don't know. You know, I mean, I don't think he will be getting another chance to be a head coach, though. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I think so, because look, maybe not this year.
No Lions head coach who lost his job after coaching the Lions ever got returned to be a head coach.
There's always a first for something.
Yeah, no, I agree, because if you look at it, if they do decent against the Patriots and they lose, and people can make the argument that if they would have just had Carson Wentz, they could have beat the Patriots, and then he comes out next year and has another top defense, he's going to be a head coach. Dude, how many old Jags coaches got retread? Mike Mularkey.
If Pat Shurmur can be a head coach, then Jim Schwartz can be a head coach. You look at the list of former Lions head coaches, none of them got a head coaching job after they left Detroit.
You look at it. Wayne Fonts, Bobby Ross, Gary Moeller, Marty Mornowig, Steve Mariucci.
Those are all really bad names to have, other than Mariucci. And Mariucci, let's be honest, he got lucky because he had T.O., and then he had that that guy that T.O. called gay.
Garcia.
Yes, Jeff Garcia. Who went on to be an Eagle and did pretty decent as an Eagle.
Mm-hmm. He had a good year with the Bucs.
One-time Brown as well.
One-time Brown as well. Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
What about your boy Derek Anderson? It's not funny.
I know.
Yeah.
The one year we were good too, yeah. 10-6. Remember that year. He was a Pro Bowler.
So do you think it's going to be a blowout?
The playoffs. What's up?
Do you think it's going to be a blowout?
I'd say the Patriots win by 13.
Over under the electricity going out some point.
Mm-hmm. I will take the over.
Okay.
13 for me. You already know my score, right?
It was like 30-something to something.
30-17. 30 to Patriots.
17. You're giving Nick Foles 17 points? I don't think
the NFL wants it to be a low-scoring game. Mm-mm. And you can take that statement however you would like to take it.
No, I agree with you.
Like, they'll find a way. You know what I'm saying? If they could find a way to... your boy Z agrees with me on the AJ Boye play.
Well, he's wrong. We can talk about this.
Are you excited for the game? Are you more excited for the game, the commercials, or JT?
Commercials.
Oh, Justin Timberlake. Yeah, okay.
Oh, I thought you were saying I was like...
What, is he some kind of rapper or something?
Well, he might bring a rapper out.
One of your
hip
hops.
Who knows?
Hip hop guys.
He might bring a rapper out. He might bring Janet back out. Show her other boob to everybody. You know.
The game.
Commercials. Game. I probably won't even watch halftime.
Who does? You know what I'm saying? Who does?
People.
Weirdos. That's
yeah.
Who.
Yeah.
I think they should do away with the halftime performance altogether. I don't want to. I'm sorry. I don't need.
The reason they do it is because they make a lot of money.
That's how they get
their
ratings.
Agreed. And so does the artist. That's why the artist pays so much money to be the halftime person. But my issue is, I don't want to sit here for a half hour, 45 minutes watching people lip sync. I just don't care about that.
You remember back in the day when they had always had the old classic rock bands?
I don't care if they lip sync or sing.
I mean, I'd want to go to a concert, but I don't...
Well, yeah,
you know,
but not like a Super Bowl
And
halftime.
Why does it have to be on the field? Why can't they do it outside somewhere? Oh, because they're in Minnesota?
That's what they did with the national championship with Kendrick Lamar, right?
Yeah.
I didn't see that. I actually left the room, and I like Kendrick, but I just don't care to see it.
Kendrick was outside.
What did he perform?
I honestly don't remember. I'm sure he had DNA in there and his typical stuff.
DNA. That's a good song.
Yeah. Alex likes like J. Roddy Walston in the business, and he likes the like. He likes people.
Hey,
with
I
a
showed
lot
you
of,
that old school rap.
I wonder
one
if he
time.
Has a new song in there.
Ghetto Boys.
Love.
Whose new song?
Kendrick's.
Kendrick has a new song.
Well, it's not that new, but like 2 weeks ago. But
that's a young kid for you, man. Like it's not that new. I'm it's two weeks
old, man.
Dude, back in the day, we used to wait so long for new music. Like, it was crazy.
You probably don't even know what Napster is, do you?
Nope. No, I do not.
Do you know LimeWire, Kazaa?
No.
Oh, my God. MySpace.
No.
You don't know what MySpace is. You really, that was, like, really just a joke. Like, you don't know what MySpace is?
It was It was Facebook before Facebook.
Oh, I thought you were talking about some... Yeah, I know that.
I thought
you were talking about some sort of
rapper. I wasn't sure.
Okay.
That really had me freaking out for a minute, man.
Still talking about like artists.
You probably don't know what Zynga was, though.
No.
Yeah, that was
I know what MySpace is. It's on all those flip phones still.
Yeah. They put them on flip phones?
Yeah.
Shout out to Tom, man.
I got it right here, I think, on my flip phone.
Yeah, when you joined MySpace, you had no other option but to befriend their owner, Tom.
Yep.
Tom from MySpace. And he was a genius.
Yep. Never mind. I was trying to see if I could pull up MySpace.
Did it just make noise?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Alex Smith goes to the Redskins. All right. Quick question. What's more ridiculous? Him going to the Redskins, the contract they gave him, or the Chiefs believing in Patrick Mahomes? Shoot.
Mahomes.
I agree with Alex Mahomes.
Texas Tech quarterbacks don't do very well in the pros.
Big 12 quarterbacks.
Big 12.
Well, correct. In the pros. But let's be honest.
The only one who's a Big 12 quarterback that's a starter right now in the NFL is Andy Dalton.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
You go all around the other. Yeah, four and
he major played. He played a lot of his career. I believe that was before they became Big 12. No, he was. I think he was 1 year right. in the Big 12, right. but it was before. Dude. To me, the money that they're giving Alex Smith is ridiculous. Is ridiculous.
I don't think it's as ridiculous as trusting a Texas Tech quarterback.
Well, I agree. I agree to an extent. Like if their whole plan is going to be predominantly short passes and running the ball, then I think, even though I don't think he'll be good, I think he can handle it. To me,
but that's not Mahomes though. Mahomes is like a gunslinger.
Yeah. Here's my thing. How do you justify trying to pay Kirk Cousins all these years, but now paying Alex Smith? Alex Smith is much later in his career. He's not going to have the stack team that he did with the Chiefs.
I mean, Alex Smith is still a very serviceable quarterback.
Serviceable, not $94 million serviceable.
Yeah, I agree with that, but...
And isn't like 71 guaranteed?
71's guaranteed.
Disgusting. That man should have never made that amount of money in his career.
Dude, have you seen quarterback contracts these days?
Yeah, I remember Matt Flynn getting paid.
Alex Smith is worth all that million. No, he's Jay not. Cutler, if Jay Cutler is worth what he got in Chicago, Alex Smith is worth every single
Jay Cutler at least rode a bike during the NFC Championship game. What has Alex Smith done?
Hey, man.
Do you think a team like the Washington Redskins within the next few years can go to the Super Bowl? Even if they had...
The Redskins are in a peculiar place right now because you either want to be really good to contend for a championship like the Patriots, the Eagles,
yeah.
or you want to be completely bad knowing you're in a complete rebuild
mm-hmm.
and that way you can go from the ground up. So that way in like 4 years, let's say, you are a Super Bowl contender like mm-hmm. the Browns.
Yeah,
the Redskins are stuck in the middle. They're in a very peculiar place. They just have their own draft picks. It's not like they have additional assets. Their roster is kind of not – it's not really that – I mean, sure, Alex Smith, Josh Norman, Ryan Kerrigan. The receivers aren't that good.
Josh Norman's overrated.
Josh Norman, okay. I think it's fair to say the thing
with corners, right?
Because they don't put him on an island like other teams do. Like Jalen Ramsey on an island, Patrick Peterson on an island, Sherman, Marcus
Revis
Peters,
back in the day. Yeah,
Revis like, back in the day, right.
Asamoah back in the day.
Right.
Before he went to the Eagles and his career just went to the pooper. But like, here's my thing is how do you most corners now, right? Most. And I think Jalen Ramsey might be able to switch this up a little bit. They get like 2 years in their prime, they're the man, and then it's over. Like Lardarius Webb, like he can't even play football anymore. He sucks that bad. But at one point, he was like one of the premier corners in the league. And then he got paid, and then he said, deuces, you know? I don't know, man. I don't see the Redskins being remotely close to a Super Bowl while Alex Smith is here. So why waste that money?
It's fair. I mean,
now don't get me wrong. I think Patrick Mahomes is going to be terrible in the league. Flat out, completely honest. I watched him play college football for two reasons. He played West Virginia every year. And two is I love my man Cliff Kingsbury. So I watched a lot of Texas Tech games. Cliff Kingsbury is the man. He is. I don't care what anybody says. He's mediocre, but he's the man. You know? I also think if he was in slightly better of a situation, I think Texas Tech is very hard to, like, it's very hard to compete against all the other Texas schools, especially when, now Baylor fell off, you know, because their situation. But they still have TCU, Texas,
A&M.
Texas A&M. Yeah, let's not even, let's get out of the Big 12 and let's go to other, you know, so they have a lot to deal with. But if
SMU is getting better too. Houston has Ed Oliver, who's going to be not one of the a top pick next year's
not
draft.
Not to mention all the other, you know, like Alabama's, you know, all these schools like to go to Texas also because Texas is, you know, the mecca of football. The
California schools go to Texas too.
Everybody goes to Texas. Yeah. West Virginia goes to Florida because they get the guys that can't make grades, but it's smart.
And North Carolina.
And the roids.
Yeah. They can't make grades.
Huh?
And the roids as well.
And I'm pro steroids. You know I've said that. He gets so mad. Like, why? Why? What's it matter, man?
Because you want to win a game fair and square, not with someone juicing up to get.
Yeah, in a perfect world. But look at the world we live in, Sebastian. Nothing is done straight up anymore. Nothing is done. Okay. So why do you expect your athletes to do things straight up?
I expect them to have some integrity.
You don't think LeBron's got secret kids all over the planet?
No.
You really don't?
Yes.
Come on, man.
Yes. Come on.
Bro.
Come on now.
All right.
Got a secret father.
Well, guess what? People thought that about Michael Jordan at one point. People thought that. I mean, Tom Brady has a bastard kid.
I know.
So, like, and he looks like America. Like, well, he looks like what they want you to think America looks like. You know what I'm saying? Instead of really the guy in Mississippi with the beer belly and states' rights, you know? Or
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm pro steroids all day. Oh, I think they should do them. I think
it's unfortunate.
Did you ever watch wrestling as a kid?
No.
Okay, good. Because I was about to say.
Now you're going to tell me it's fake.
Ronda Rousey, which we're not going to dedicate any more of this show talking about that because that's stupid.
Yeah, please.
What a quitter. I can't stand it. What a quitter. Yeah. You get beat twice and then you just are like, and she said she's not ruling out a return to the UFC, but come on, you're a quitter. All right. You know why Brock Lesnar decided not to fight anymore? Because he was on steroids, and they don't care when you're when you're in the WWE. They claim they care, but let's be real. You know, they don't make that many big humans. They don't make that many big humans that are that cut up.
I mean, the WWE is all scripted, too. So
correct.
No, it's not.
Correct.
No. I believe everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, it's real to me, damn it.
It's still real to me. All the sacrifices you made to your body. It's still real to me, damn it. Oh, my God. That guy is awesome. That dude totally still lived with his mom. Like, there's no way he didn't. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't go to your apartment after that event crying over some old dudes. You know what I'm saying? And just, like, it doesn't happen. You go back home. You go in the basement. And you watch anime or something like
Internet
that.
Internet night.
Yeah. did you hear Fox got Thursday Night Football?
Yeah.
You know how much they're paying a year?
$155, right?
$550.
Wow. Holy
$550 gosh. A year.
$550 million a year?
Yep.
For Thursday for Night Football?
Years. For Thursday Night Football, here's the best news. No Joe Buck, yeah. No Troy Aikman.
I knew you were going to say that.
The gods of old and new are good to us.
Kenny Albert then?
Yeah, who's going to
take it? I like Kenny Albert.
Tom Brehanderman should take it if
not. You know, Kenny Albert is like low-key the GOAT.
How is he low-key?
Because he does everything. He's the Rangers.
Yeah, he does a lot.
Yeah, he does everything. He's everywhere.
He's NBCSN. He does the Knicks sometimes.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
He does the Yankees sometimes.
That man be getting bread.
He does all of New York sometimes. Yeah. And then he's Fox, NBCSN. But is he on ESPN?
No.
Yeah, I feel like he might have used to be. I'm not sure.
It wouldn't surprise me. That man's been everywhere. And for some odd reason, they keep guys like Barry Melrose instead of the good guys, you know? Like Stephen A. Smith and his lack of integrity. Remember when I made Nathan so mad about...
Oh, yeah.
I said something about Stephen A. Smith's mom. And apparently you're not allowed to talk about people's parents anymore or kids.
Well, when she passed?
Don't get me wrong. No. Maybe. I don't remember. It was something. It was rather insensitive. I claimed the fifth. It was something along the lines of she needed to raise her son with more integrity, you know? And apparently I was wrong for saying that. But it's true.
Should have Stephen A. on the show one day.
Oh, I would gladly get in a debate with him about how he totally threw out his integrity, morals, and all that for an ESPN check. We can do it. Stephen A., if you're listening, you're welcome whenever you want to come on the show. This Tom Brady thing, right? Like, here's my deal. Shouldn't have been said by far, right? But unfortunately in this world, there's this thing called the internet. And even though it's great for memes and great for cat videos, there's a lot of evil that comes with it, right? And when you are a famous person and you put your kids in the limelight, there will be things that come out of it. Do I agree with what the dude said? Absolutely not. Do I think he should have said it? Absolutely not. But you can't really get mad. Super Bowl week is so covered that you get to a point where you don't talk about football anymore.
Right.
For like the whole week before the Super
Especially
Bowl.
Especially during media week.
Well, because you
Did
have
you
to
hear what the reporter asked Bill Belichick.
How to get the quarterback? Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Oh.
This Super Bowl.
Okay.
They asked him if he was ticklish.
Yeah. See, you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like you have the week after the AFC and NFC championship game where they start to talk.
Answer that question.
Right. You start to talk about football the week after the championship games, right? Mm-hmm. And then you have this week, which is just ridiculous. I don't agree with him saying it, but if you're going to make a documentary about yourself and put your kids in it, like people are going to say things. If you're the president of the United States, your kids are going to get made fun of. If you are, I mean, you know, LeBron's kids get stuff said about them. You put them in a commercial, that's what's going to happen.
This was like a Facebook reality show, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was it was like staying ahead of time with Tom Brady or some stupid thing like that. All I'm saying is, now that dude was stupid. Tom Brady only volunteer. Well, he doesn't volunteer. He gets paid, but he only agrees to go on one station in Boston, and he does it once a week. So you're stupid for that, right? But I don't think it's as, like, everybody's making it out. That's another thing. With Super Bowl week, everything's made out to be such a bigger deal, right?
Right.
And I just don't think it was as big of a deal as, what, you know, it's like, bro, you're acting like it's Ray Rice in the elevator. You know what I'm saying? Like, it really wasn't that bad. You know what? Little kids frequently act ridiculous. Like, write a book, you know? And last thing in the NFL is Dean Pease comes out of retirement. One of the shortest retirements ever. So this is my question.
Dean Pease?
Yeah. The former
Ravens
defensive coordinator retired. Do you think that he faked a retirement just to get out of Baltimore?
No. I really don't.
So what do you think happened?
To be honest, I don't. How many years did he get? What's the money he's getting paid? I mean, honestly, I'm not sure.
Here's what I think, right?
I don't want to say faked it, though.
Well, not fake.
I mean,
disingenuous.
Would you rather have the Ravens defense or the Titans defense? As much as I hate the Ravens, I think all their fans are
totally,
slime bags.
Totally.
The Ravens.
Agreed. Agreed. But if you think about it this way, right? And this is why I think there was a little bit of I think to an extent he wanted to retire, but for the most part he just wanted to get out of that situation. Because if you notice, they have one of the top defenses almost every year under Dean Pease, which is nice, especially because they had really good defenses with not so great talent. I mean, they dealt with some serious issues at the cornerback and safety position for a while under Dean Pease, and he was still putting out pretty good products. And he does his job on that front, right? And he gets blamed for the end of the season, right? That last game, oh my God, the defense, right? Mm-hmm. But there's only so much that you can continue to put out good defenses and watch Joe Flacco throw 2-yard passes and the offense go nowhere, right? And even though I don't think the Titans' offense is the greatest in the world, they have more potential. They have more weapons. And they have an up-and-coming defense. Adoree Jackson did pretty decent this year. They got Kevin Byard, Cyprian, Logan Ryan, who's my least favorite, but he's better than the backups. Don't get me wrong. You know, I mean, like, there is some talent on that defense. And I'm actually excited about the Dean Pease signing. I really think that that was a good signing. But I think this was one of the only jobs he would have came out of retirement right away for, because Vrabel and him have experience together. They also hired Pease's son to help. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think if another team might have offered him, he might have been like, I'll take a year off and then come back. But because he had this relationship is why he came back. But I really think he just got tired of being like, well, this offense ain't going anywhere, and I can only do so much with this defense. Because it's in today's NFL, you're not going to have a 85 Bears or a 2000 Ravens or, you know, insert great defenses here. You're just not going to have that anymore.
Right.
So I don't think it's a... I either think that he just decided to leave there because of that, or he was like, they're going to blame the last game on me and be like, that's the reason we didn't make the playoffs, and he was going to be the scapegoat anyway. So he got out ahead of... They've been playing a couple of his retirement press conference. He said something like, he goes, sometimes people are forced to retire early due to health or other reasons, and I couldn't be more healthy. So I think that's kind of a little bit of a sign too, like a cryptic statement. And then he said, I'm back, like Jesus, you know. Too far?
No.
Okay.
There's only one Jesus though. His name's Charlie Whitehurst.
No, that's clipboard Jesus. There's several Jesuses. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yellow Jesus.
Yella. Y-E-L-L-A. Yella Jesus. Come on, man. Get it right. So, Alex, it is the time of the show where we are going to talk to you. And my question is, how long does Izzo and D'Antonio last? How long?
There's still investigations that need to be made.
Doesn't matter, bro. In this day and age, right? In this day and age, they be ending dudes' careers off of one allegation with nothing to back up off of it.
I agree, but I think
the president of Michigan State knew that this was going to come out, and that's why they dipped out.
And the athletic director.
I think it's a shame that Izzo, since these allegations have come out, have been able to coach at least two. I don't know if they've had a third one. They had the Maryland game, and then they had the game the Friday night.
Yeah, they played one more, I think.
Okay, so he's been able to coach three games and sit here and dodge questions, and they don't even put him on a leave of absence. Like, to me, it's got to be at least a leave of absence. Like, I understand you have an investigation.
That's so the thing is, they're going to have to wait for the investigation.
Why can't they leave of absence him?
Because he's Tom Izzo. And the team, they're not going to want to get rid of him.
Didn't we learn from Joe Paterno that you can't say that sentence? You can't say that sentence because it's Tom Izzo.
That's why they don't want to get rid of him because he's Tom Izzo.
I think if they weren't as high ranked right now,
that's what I'm saying. He'd it's Tom Izzo. It's a big ranked team this year. Right. They're heavily favored. They're not.
It's ridiculous, though. Do you think D'Antonio makes it to the season?
Like I said, I'm going to have to wait for an investigation. But
what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts, really? Do you think that this went down? Do you think it's some conspiracy? What are your thoughts, Alex?
I mean, I'm not 100% sure whether they covered it up. For example, I knew of the Appling and Payne situation when it came out. They didn't release the names for legal reasons of who they were, but that came out like 2010.
Yeah.
And there was an investigation by the cops. There wasn't like any cover-up. Now, if there was a fault by the investigation or the law enforcement, I don't know about that. I mean, they might have. I'm not ruling that out. All I'm saying is that wasn't covered up. That was reported like when it was first reported, when it first came out.
Yeah.
Here's the Travis Walton thing. That was I didn't hear anything about that.
Here's my thing.
That could have been a cover up.
Is and first off, I don't think Michigan State is the only college this happens on, because clearly it was happening in somewhat like capacity at Louisville, Baylor, whatever, right? If you notice,
next now, year granted, we're going to hear another college.
Patino had more stuff against him, but they handled that rather quickly. But he had more stuff against him.
I thought
him
the Patino thing was less of sexual assault allegation. It was recruiter violation.
It was, but if you remember, he had the recruit violation and he had the strippers. Yeah.
They got the ban from the NCAA tournament, I think, from the strippers.
Yeah.
And then the recruiting cost him.
Yeah, but was it like sexual assault or just more like strippers and
rape? It was just they were paying strippers to yeah.
Convince. But nobody was accused of rape or anything.
Yeah, but they were just paying but to try to convince recruits.
He had several things, because remember, they weathered the storm with his affair back in the day.
Right.
Yeah. Like, they weathered enough storms with him. Now, I understand Izzo doesn't have really anything against him. But to me, I don't see how you – like, it looks really bad not giving them leave of absences. And I understand that they're a good team this year. But one, I think it helps the players, I guess, not have to deal with this every day. Mm-hmm. And two is, like, I just – in today's day and age, you got to – I understand not firing him because innocent until proven guilty. But normally where there's smoke, there's fire. Perfect example. When I was at West Virginia University, our star freshman running back that was the backup to Steve Slayton was a guy by the name of Noel Devine. When Noel Devine signed with West Virginia, he was one of the highly touted running backs coming out of high school. Deion Sanders wanted to adopt him. That's how, like, supposedly the man he was supposed to be. Well, this guy by the name of Noel Devine, at the age of 17 or 18 years old, got drunk in Morgantown, West Virginia one night. Some guy said something to him. He beat him and put him in the hospital. It was in the newspaper the next day. Then you never heard about it again, right? There were rumors that went around campus that the kid got paid. His whole college was taken care of. West Virginia went and did that, handled it, right? There was this whole situation of when Rich Rodriguez left to go to Michigan, he, like, burned all the files.
And he's got his own problems now.
Yeah,
exactly. So he burned all the files. He burned all these recruitment files and all these files that were involved when he was with West Virginia, right? So it happens. It happens at least on a domestic abuse scale at West Virginia. I wouldn't surprise me if it happens in several places, especially if you look at it as this guy is one of our best players on our team. And it's not right. So more reason why you got to smack these dudes with the leave
of absence. It comes down to the thing is just we got to stop hailing these big star recruits or the Heisman Trophy, the big name players, as these gods who can get away with anything. Because then they start believing that. And then they can believe, hey, I can get any woman I want. Yeah. And when the woman says no, they're thinking, oh, she really means yes.
Yep.
And then he'll just do what he wants because he thinks he can get away with it.
I agree. I agree. I just think that... You need to, like, even though Penn State ended up getting their stuff back and all this nonsense, even though I think that was ridiculous, they acted rather quickly with the Paterno situation. That their fans rioted and they looked like idiots at the end of the
day. And I will say the Michigan State students have not done anything like that. Like, after one of the games, they all dressed in teal, which is the color for sexualists.
I did see some protest out.
Oh, they, in I the have.
Streets
oh.
Because generally sports fans are stupid. Let's be honest. I mean, but
I'm just saying, like, this website. But not to the level of
Penn
State.
Dude, the level of Penn State, they were like burning the town down when they fired Paterno, and it's like, dude, this dude clearly looked the other way. it looks bad when you have all these people stepping down and Izzo's still on the sidelines coaching. It just, I understand that you don't want to make him mad because if it comes out that he's not at fault.
Because that's the thing. There's still some question I have is, well, did he report the stuff and it was more of a failure of the Title IX officer who's supposed to make these investigations of the thing, or was it him? That's some of the questions I still have about
Again, though, right. This is my always feeling, right? When you are a guy like Izzo, when you're a guy like Paterno, when you're one of the more powerful people at a university, if you're Nick Saban, right, and you get this tip and you go take it to the right office but nothing happens out of it, it's still your responsibility to go and make sure it goes somewhere where it's taken care of.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So to me, even if you did say, oh yeah, I sent it to the right people, if there's no action after that, if it's, well, I got to worry about winning basketball games, I got to worry about winning football games, you're done. And in my opinion, I don't see how they both make it through this. I don't see how either one of them make it through this.
Me neither.
Because to me, if there's damning evidence for one of them, both of them get fired. Like, if they can't prove Izzo, but they can prove D'Antonio, they're like,
ah, we'll get rid of both of them. Pretty has made it pretty clear, though, that he's done what he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
Izzo's just been like, I'm cooperating.
Izzo has been real shady with the situation, not knowing why Walton left his coaching, you know, whatever.
And I get the four football players that had their own separate incidences, but then they get kicked off the team.
You talking about the situation last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, they kicked him off pretty. That time, it seemed like they did everything right. Now I don't know.
Well, a lot of this is coming from 2010.
Yeah, but I haven't heard anything from the football program about it. All I've heard is, like, basketball.
The biggest.
Oh, see, now what I've read is between both of those programs, there were 37 reports in 2010 alone.
Well,
and there's also a report that came out that the NCAA apparently knew about.
Yeah, Mark Emmert knows to do an investigation.
So that's so as much as we're coming, it goes all the way to the top. D'Antonio,
not just Michigan State and NCAA in general.
By all means, the Penn State situation went even bigger.
And Izzo all we want. I personally think if it's true that Mark Emmert knows about this,
he should go down with it as well.
He should deserves more blame than those coaches, in my opinion.
Here's one thing.
He's the top of the guy.
I agree, but if you've noticed that it came out after the Penn State thing that the NCAA really didn't have the power that they thought they did. So, like, it's more...
You're telling me they couldn't...
But he couldn't have done anything?
Anything to stop that?
I mean, he could have... I agree. I do agree. But...
I mean, if you can make Ohio State suffer just because some players got some tattoos.
Right. Yeah, well, so what here's the thing, all these stupid scandals of nothing. Well, with this whole thing that came out with Penn State, and the reason why they had to turn over the Penn State stuff is because it was ruled that they only have control over money type related issues in the NCAA. That's why tattoos, that's why Johnny Manziel signing autographs, all that becomes a thing. When it comes to that stuff, it's more on an individual college basis. Now, I agree. If he knew, he needed to leak that to somebody or do something like that. I agree with you on that.
And
wholeheartedly.
He's the president of the
And he should be
NCAA.
Gone as well.
Mm-hmm.
I agree, but you need
it,
to look up.
More blame than
but,
anyone.
Yes. Well, I disagree. Anyone. I disagree.
You're
because,
the top of the top. You take
but
the blame
you
for
you need to look up what the NCAA has control over and what they don't.
You're telling me they couldn't have done anything
whatsoever. Something should have been done.
They overturned the Penn State ruling.
You just said
ruling
there's 37 reports in
agreed.
2010.
Agreed. You're not listening to me. They had to overturn the probation for Penn State because it was ruled that they didn't have authority over that situation.
Right.
Then you turn
it's
it over
the same
to a higher authority.
Agreed. I agree with you on that, but I don't think he's number one to blame. I think Izzo, D'Antonio, Nassar, the athletic director, the president of the school.
Nassar did.
Well, agreed, but I'm saying all those people from Michigan State would be more to blame. Because if Mark Emmert knows about it, he should have told somebody else, but he has no control over that.
I don't know if I can agree with you on that.
So you don't think the people that were actually living in Michigan in East Lansing and doing all the stuff actually in Michigan to cover it up is not
everyone here's to blame. But I'm just saying Emmerich should deserve a huge part of the blame too.
He deserves a good part of the blame. I don't think he's the biggest. I don't. And I mean, of course, I think Nassar by far. But then the president of Michigan State, and then trickle down everybody at Michigan State, and yes, the NCAA guy by far. He deserves blame, but he has no control over putting sanctions over teams because of these issues. That's why Baylor doesn't really have any issues.
The Michigan State president higher than Mark Emmer
by far,
but
Izzo and D'Antonio.
Izzo and D'Antonio, I can't agree with you.
Why, if they play direct roles in cover-ups, how's that not?
Okay, but how does Emmer know? Emmert's covering up too because they apparently knew it in 2010.
I concur with that.
And the higher the,
but this was more. This was more of a Michigan State problem than a NCAA problem.
I think it's both. It's a world problem. It's dude, what sexual you saw happen on campus.
I agree. Which makes it a. This is the thing, though. Again, the NCAA has no control over that. They've been proven to have no control over that,
which just makes it an NCAA problem. If they don't,
they should have.
If they can't stop stuff like this from happening, then they need to make serious changes to their.
But the colleges aren't going to give them that power.
And Mark Emmer couldn't have reported if he doesn't have the power. He couldn't have reported it to someone who
I
does
agree.
Have power.
If you
I
don't
agree.
Have the power, then we're going to hear another college another year from now doing the exact same thing.
Yeah. I concur with you on that. He should have turned it over to other people. But for me, where's the NCAA housed out of?
I don't know.
I think
it's Indiana, right? Maybe. Indianapolis. So you mean to tell me that the guy sitting in Indianapolis is
not
more
that far
at fault,
from Michigan State.
But it more at fault than the people actually at East Lansing taking full fledged part in it.
Well, I get your point, but it's not obviously the people who took part in it. We're talking about. I can see your point on the people who took part of it in the Michigan State president.
Yeah,
but
I still think he's to blame. I still think there's blame in it. When I read that article, I said, "Oh my God, this dude should be fired wholeheartedly." I'm not
but
saying he should.
Here's the thing I think why Emmert deserves more blame than, let's say, a D'Antonio or Izzo.
Okay.
Here's my biggest reason. If he did cover this up, you know what that tells me? He prioritizes money over kids' futures.
Yeah, but all right,
students,
so here's the thing.
Futures.
Mm-hmm. And
those girls
this
are going to be impacted by
up.
The rest of their life for it.
Absolutely. I totally agree. Now, here's the issue.
And he's
right?
covering up because they make a lot of money.
Agreed.
Off that.
But,
billions
but,
of
but,
dollars.
But Michigan State, you can make the argument they do the same thing.
That's fair.
They chose money over it.
That's fair.
And to me, more geographically, who played more of a role in that scenario?
I mean, obviously, Emmer, like, didn't.
He should have leaked it to a journalist. He should have said, yo, I just got these reports. Don't say my name. And leaked it to them.
And why did he cover it up, though?
Agreed.
For money. He prioritizes money over students.
I get that. I get that. But you can't say that Izzo and D'Antonio didn't.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying
and they actually had boots on the ground.
I'm not saying Izzo and D'Antonio don't deserve any blame. We don't even know what the investigation is yet.
Oh, they did it.
They did it. Okay, but I'm saying if Mark Emmert knows about this, you are the head of the NCAA. That's one of the highest power positions in the world.
But it's not. That's what it's come out to be true. Is it was a farce.
Well, even
they can jam you up on getting illegal tattoos. They can jam you up on your coach buying you Taco Bell.
And they can't
Bell.
Jam you up for sexual assault?
They can't. Did you see what happened with Penn State?
You know how ridiculous that sounds?
That's absolutely ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. I agree. But the thing is, the colleges are never going to agree to give the NCAA that power.
Well, I guess sexual assaults are going to happen all over college campuses
then. Unfortunately. I'm not disagreeing with you.
I mean,
but you also have to realize, don't get me wrong, I was the first person that was extremely mad when they had to revoke the Penn State situation, right? I was like, they had to give Paterno his wins back. They had to do all this stuff, right? And it was solely because a judge deemed that the NCAA does not have that authority. See, the difference between Roger Goodell going around here being ridiculous.
If the NCAA doesn't have that authority, then someone has to have that authority to say stop. This happened in 2010. We're agreed. 8 years later.
Agreed.
So you're telling
me I believe the belief system.
Mark Emmer could have told someone who has power.
I agree.
So he deserves that.
So he deserves
as
blame.
Much of a cover up as Mark D'Antonio and Tom Izzo because of that.
Geographically, no. I can't agree with you on proximity. I'm sorry. The people actually full fledged in there every day, walking around, seeing these students and being like, I'm not going to help this situation. And setting up that culture, they're the ones to blame more. Baylor is to blame more. Penn State is to blame more.
But here's the deal. I'm not saying those guys are not to blame.
I agree.
But with the higher the position, the higher the power, the higher the responsibility. Mark Emmert, he knows about this. He doesn't report it. I mean, are you serious?
I get that. I get that.
I'm sorry. I can't. Mark Emmert's a higher position. He's higher power than, let's say, Tom Izzo or Mark D'Antonio. And while those are the coaches, for example, and they do supposedly set the culture, the higher the position you have, the higher responsibility you have as well. And the more blame you deserve to take if something goes wrong. You are the leader of the NCAA.
Yeah, but the NCAA doesn't have boots on the ground every day. They don't. They're not at every school making sure, like, they're not a police agency. You know what the NCAA is?
I know that.
You know what the NCAA is? They literally put on tournaments for colleges. And then they do a little bit of, well, these guys aren't supposed to get money. That's essentially what they do. And it's messed up. I agree with you.
You know how sad that is?
It's very sad. How sad that sounds? It's very sad. But at the end of the day, the reason why they weren't allowed to get that kind of power is because the powerful colleges in this nation don't want them to have that power. You can't just go and say, because we're the NCAA, we're going to, because this is what happens, right? If you say, you got to do this or we're not, right? Ohio State pulls out. Penn State pulls out. All these big, USC pulls out, this and the other. So then your national championship game is between UCF and USF. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's not going to generate ratings. So these colleges have the power over at the NCAA. They do.
Okay, but
That's why Syracuse basketball was allowed to do their own investigation.
All the schools do their own investigation. Exactly.
Exactly. But you know what?
The NCAA does one too.
The NCAA generally goes, okay, y'all did a good enough investigation. Unless you're not so known of a school, and then you get hit with the book. Like Rutgers. We're going to hit Rutgers because no one cares about Rutgers basketball. But Syracuse, they got Jimmy Boeheim. It's corrupt all around. And I agree. He deserves blame. But to me, I think it's, in my opinion, irresponsible to give blame to someone who's not even in East Lansing every day over the people that are actually actively covering it up. 37 reports between two sports programs in 1 year.
He knows all about that.
He did know about it. I agree. He deserves blame. I agree with that. I'm not disagreeing that I'm not sitting here saying he's totally innocent. I'm saying that
he's not innocent at all.
I agree. I agree. I totally agree with that. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is he's not there covering it up actively. He got a report, and he probably should have done an investigation, and he probably should have figured out the facts on it, and he definitely should have leaked it to somebody or brought it to somebody else, right? No doubt about that, right?
Yes.
But he's not the one that hired somebody. That dude does something, and then years down the road, he's refusing to admit answer questions about it. He's not the one that actively did the cover-up. Not actively there on the ground, looked Appling in the eyes and said, man, you did that, didn't you? And then they probably had a closed conversation, and he made sure that they were able. Same thing with Baylor. Baylor was transferring this dude out to different schools, making sure that he didn't have a bad reputation after they knew what he did at Baylor. Now, Mark Emmert ended up knowing about that, and Baylor didn't really get hit all too hard.
And how's that?
He has no control over that.
Well, he's got to get control. Then what's that?
How are you going to get control when, and look, you don't want to hear this, but Ohio State has a lot of power. Ohio State doesn't want the NCAA to have that kind of power.
Oh, I know that.
So how is he supposed to
abolish the NCAA then?
I'm fine with that.
Let's just abolish the NCAA then.
I have no issues with that. But you know what's going to happen? You're going to have 10 colleges form a union, and then they're going to play their championship every year. And then you're going to have another 10 colleges, and they're going to play their – you know what I'm saying? Like, it's the NCAA literally just organizes things. That's all they do. And they sanction people for eating tacos. That's all they do. They trick the world. They trick the world. The difference between Roger Goodell and the NCAA is Roger Goodell got those people to sign up for the fact to give him all that power. The NCAA thought they had power, and it proved that they don't. It's just the NCAA works for a bunch of companies that help put this thing on. That's all it is.
I just can't get my head over someone who's the NCAA president who's coming, covering up. He's covering up for make sure.
Agreed. I agree. You know how much money he's a terrible human being, and he belongs. He deserves to be punished, right? But at the end of the day, if we're in sentencing, right? In my opinion, Izzo and D'Antonio should get more years than Mark Emmert. Facts.
I don't agree with that. I can't agree with that. I think everyone's to blame.
Agreed.
Everyone's absolutely to blame here, but. The point where I come from is Emmert has more power.
He doesn't, though. That's what you're thinking.
The president of the NCAA doesn't have more power than a coach of a team in that's part of the NCAA.
I think Izzo.
That's why I said Lou Anna Simon, who was the Michigan State president, deserves more blame. I had it. Larry Nassar, obviously, won. Simon, too.
I agree.
Maybe you can even throw the athletic director, Mark Hollis, in there.
Okay. I agree. But then, I agree with all that. But you got to put Izzo and D'Antonio because here's the deal, right? If Izzo goes to anybody that lives in the – Izzo could walk around East Lansing. I guarantee you he doesn't have to buy a meal in East Lansing.
Oh, yeah.
He's like Saban there, right? Mm-hmm. He could walk around to anybody and tell anybody anything, okay? Mm-hmm. He has that kind of control. So when you have that kind of power, you have that kind of power to shut stuff down, right? I think if Mark Emmert goes to East Lansing, he gets a bunch of FUs from a bunch of people. I don't think he has any power in East Lansing.
Well, then he gets a bunch of FUs from everyone around the country.
Agreed. That's what I'm saying. Is like he – look, I grew up thinking the NCAA had a lot more power than they did. I was very happy with how they handled – well, I thought they should have given Penn State the death penalty. But outside of that, I think they did a pretty decent job. I think they lowballed them on the $50 million tip, but that is what it is, right? I think for the most part, they did the best that they could. But then it turned out that they had none of that power. And I'm like, what? That's crazy. And I agree. He should have disclosed that information to people that could have made a change, right? But he's not in East Lansing. He wasn't in Happy Valley. He wasn't in Waco. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a big difference. There's only so much you can do when it turns out that you can't really do anything. Except for... If the coach takes kids out and buys them food out of his own pocket instead of the team, that's an NCAA violation. I agree. It's stupid. He should have more power, but they're never going to get that kind of power. They're just not. That time has passed. And it's messed up. It is messed up.
It is.
It is. And I mean, at the end of the day, they all deserve to be in trouble. I don't want to sit here and have anybody think that I'm saying that Mark Emmert shouldn't be in trouble.
And like I said, depending on
he's an accessory.
This is all pending on the pending investigation results.
Agreed.
Let's say they did cover up, then yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But he's an accessory to the fact and not a co-conspirator, in my opinion. Well, I guess they're both kind of the same.
I don't want to say D'Antonio and Izzo were conspirators.
I think they definitely were. If those guys stayed on their teams and those stories went disappearing, what do you call it? You can't blame it on the assistant coach. You can't. Are we going to Shiano everybody?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
But they should be fired. Izzo should not be on the court coaching right now, wholeheartedly. Mm-hmm. He shouldn't. It should be a leave of absence. And if it's proven that he's innocent, he can come back. But more than likely, that's not going to be the case.
I agree.
I'll tell you, hearing him answer questions tells me 1,000% he's guilty. The whole, I don't know why Walton left my coaching squad. I think he went to play in Europe. Bro, that don't happen. You know why. Hey, you probably did this, so you need to go quietly and not say anything. Congratulations, we saved your life. And if they would have just listened to me a year ago, Alex,
mm-hmm.
when I was screaming on this station that they should fire both of those clowns.
Yep.
For different reasons, of course, but... Who do you think's more to blame? You're kind of quiet during this.
I mean, I gotta go with you just because of the people who are around it day to day.
So you're my man. I get what you're saying, though. And honestly, in a world where if it was Roger Goodell, right? If Mark Emmert had the power that Roger Goodell does, by all means, I'm on your side. But he doesn't. He has fake power, right? He has that I look this way and I pretend that I have power. But really, we just sold this tournament to Tostitos. Power.
I disagree with you guys. Everyone deserves blame, obviously.
But... Agreed. Mm-hmm. Agreed. And that's the thing is that's what sucks is like we're sitting here. Yeah. All of them should fry. Like straight up.
Just who should fry more.
Exactly. It's like who should they have the burner extra high? You know, actually, they should have it extra low because they should have to suffer longer, in my opinion. Yes, we're talking about boiling people. Mm-hmm. Virginia or Villanova, who's your number one?
I gotta go Virginia.
I gotta go Virginia too, man. I gotta go Virginia too.
Virginia.
Okay. Do you think the Terps will make the tournament?
No.
I agree.
No, they don't look good.
We'll cross out that. We'll cross out that. Blake Griffin, now a Piston. Did you hear he tried to fight Doc Rivers? Did you hear that?
He tried to fight him?
Yeah, he tried to be... He had to be physically, like, held back from Doc Rivers when Doc Rivers told him he was going to the Pistons.
Hmm.
Dude, when did Blake Griffin turn into such a thug? Remember when he beat up his friend? You remember that?
No.
Him and his friend got in an argument, like, and he beat him up. Like, this was, like, a couple years ago. Yeah, they were, like, at a barbershop or something, and he beat up a friend.
Wow.
I think if that
I'll say this though, you go from signing a 5-year deal in L.A. to
Detroit. That's exactly what I told him. Now at the end of the day, you have to have a little bit more professionalism than trying to beat up your coach. And poor DeAndre, man, all those guys kidnapped him and made him stay at the Clippers, and now they're all gone, and he's stuck with them. And we don't have to talk about MLB today. Pick'ems. Score?
30-17 Patriots.
You don't need to give us a score. You can just tell us.
I'll give you a score. All right. I got one for you. I got 27-13 Patriots.
All right.
And what's your score, Matt?
I'm going to do New England.
So I said 14.
And I'm 14. Going to do 24-17.
Okay. That you're going to say like 29-18
or 30-18.
I
was messing with you. I was just a douche. All right. So this has been the Benchwarmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I have been Matt Trudell.
White cornerback Alex Baker.
Sebastian Merrick.
And until next week, peace, stay safe, and remember to love yourself.
Go Wolverhampton.